In this video, we have prepared for you three fascinating anecdotes from the life of Padre Pio, as well as a serious counsel from the Padre. Hello and welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, where we explore the fascinating life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, mystic, and incredible miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint. If you're new to our channel, then please like, share, and subscribe. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Our first story is about Dino Segre, an Italian writer who made his living as a journalist and novelist. One of his books, titled Cocaine, was on the list of forbidden books by the Catholic Church for its description of drug abuse and lust. Dino Segre hid his identity by using the alias Pitigrilli, so he was publicly unknown under his own name, but Padre Pio knew exactly who he was. Mr. Segre came to visit San Giovanni Rotondo, and while mixed in the crowd, he watched in silence, not drawing any attention to himself. But Padre Pio, as soon as he met the group, addressed them, saying out loud, "We have before us a great sinner." Mr. Segre writes about this important moment in his life in his autobiography, Pitigrilli Parla di Pitigrilli. He says, and I'm paraphrasing here, "I did not feel annoyed by Padre Pio calling me out like that in public, but rather I felt humbled. He knelt before Padre Pio to put his soul at peace with God. In that moment, he understood that man without God is a broken, incomplete, and in a sorry state. In our days, such public rebuke is not at all politically correct. However, St. Paul teaches us in Titus chapter 1, verse 13, this testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith." And here we see the fruit of St. Paul's teachings, since Mr. Segre underwent a deep and lasting conversion thanks to Padre Pio. In our second story, Padre Pio did not only know how to make a strong impression on sinners in need of conversion, but he also knew how to rebuke the suspicious. A pilgrim spoke to his parish priest with great enthusiasm about the wonders of San Giovanni. But the village priest, who did not believe in these stories, was bothered by all the news coming from San Giovanni Rotondo. So the priest wrote a letter expressing his concern and sealed the letter in an envelope and gave it to a traveler, a pilgrim, on his way to the place where miracles happen, to San Giovanni Rotondo. The pilgrim arrived at the sacristy and was about to deliver the letter, but before even greeting Padre Pio, he heard Padre Pio say, "Take out the letter in your pocket and write down on the envelope the answers that I will dictate to you." When the pilgrim returned and handed the unopened letter to the parish priest, his astonishment was indescribable. Padre Pio had answered all his concerns without even opening the envelope. The third story is about a nun who oversaw a small institution. The nun was in desperate need of help. She was taking care of orphans, but did not have the financial means she needed. So she came to San Giovanni Rotondo to ask Padre Pio for his intervention. The nun arrived in haste. She heard Padre Pio's Mass and then entered the crowded sacristy. At one point, she realized she did not have time to wait, so she decided to leave, shouting her plea, "Father, I have to go. I commend my poor orphans to you." And Padre Pio, without even turning around, answered aloud, "You told me this several times during Mass. My child, stay calm. Everything is settled." And from that moment on, the institution no longer had financial troubles. Anonymous benefactors had saved the institution from its ruin. This story gives us an important lesson on confidence in the divine providence. Father Thomas de Saint Laurent, in his excellent book titled The Book of Confidence, teaches, "In our temporal necessities, it is not enough for us to wait for the assistance of God. We must also ask Him for it. It is said that the Capuchins never die of hunger because they always piously recite the Our Father. Let us imitate them, and the Most High will not leave us waiting in our necessities. Let us ask for our daily bread. It's an obligation imposed on us, by faith and by chastity to ourselves. We shall end this video with a counsel from Padre Pio. Padre Pio strongly recommends attending Mass and receiving communion daily. For Padre Pio, Mass is the center of life. This is why he often said that Mass is the greatest thing in the world, and that every day it saves the world from damnation. Regarding the Eucharist, here is a few words from the saint. For nothing in this world sees to receive communion every day. Disregard all the doubts that assault you on this subject. I take responsibility for them. Just obey, following the path I indicated. As long as you are not sure that you have committed a serious sin, there is no reason to give up communion. Please do enroll in the next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And if you haven't already, then please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned on Monday for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.